This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. California authorities are trying to learn why a 28-year-old former U.S. Marine went into a country music club and shot and killed 12 people, including a sheriff's deputy, Wednesday night. The shooter, identified as Ian David Long, was also killed in the incident. He entered the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks, California, and began shooting. A veteran deputy sheriff, Sergeant Ron Helis, was killed in the attack. California's governor-elect Gavin Newsom said such incidents cannot be allowed to become the new normal.
This is America. It's got to change. This doesn't happen anywhere else on planet Earth. And we can't let folks forget that. Can't lose sight of that. Can't allow this to be normalized.
The shooting was the deadliest mass shooting since 17 students and teachers were killed at Parkland, Florida High School 9 months ago. It comes just days after a gunman massacred 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Votes are still being counted in more than 10 too-close-to-call elections in the United States 2 days after the midterm balloting ended. The undecided races are not enough to upset Democratic Party control of the House of Representatives or the Republican majority in the Senate. There are uncalled Senate races in Arizona and Florida, where Republican candidates have narrow leads. In the Florida Senate race, Governor Rick Scott has pulled 22,000 votes ahead of the incumbent Democrat, Senator Bill Nelson, who has called for a recount. In Georgia, meanwhile, the state governorship remains in doubt, even as the state's Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp declared victory. Democrat Stacey Abrams has formed a litigation team for possible legal challenges that could send that contest to a runoff. This is VOA News.